from Daily Mail TV every day at 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock on KTLA Channel 5. It's Jesse Palmer.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
Who just told you the Cleveland Browns have a better record than the Raiders?
Yeah, that was my stanky producer, Brandon.
That's a punch in the gut.
What is, Jesse, the first most important question, we're going to get to all this Daily Mail stuff, you know, Daily Mail TV, but what's wrong with my Raiders?
Well, you're missing maybe the best defensive player in the NFL because you got rid of him.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Just hard to watch. You know, there's these meltdowns late in fourth quarter football. I don't know what's happening out there.
Well, we got to the point this weekend where we're leading after three quarters. If we can get to the end and lead after fourth quarter.
If games were 45 minutes, you guys would be laughing.
By the way, how is it going from playing football to commentating to hosting a show like the Daily Mail TV?
It is so much better on my body. I wake up now. I'm not sore. It's great. No, I've been really, really fortunate. You know, throughout my career, I never planned, obviously, on being on television, but I'm a huge fan, obviously, of DailyMail.com. It's the most read newspaper website in the entire world. There's over 240 million people worldwide that visit the site every month. I'm one of them. I'm absolutely addicted to it. And I'm really lucky to host this show on Daily Mail TV, which airs on KTLA in Los Angeles Monday through Friday, starting at 4 p.m. to 5.
Right.
I just love all the different topics we're talking about, whether it's exclusives or breaking news, showbiz, lifestyle, science and technology. There's literally something for everyone.
What?
We get to bring that to our TV show.
Two things I got to ask before we get to this unbelievable story you guys have today, your exclusive with Aja. You're a former bachelor. You were the first pro athlete, by the way. Did you know, to appear on The Bachelor?
I totally set the tone for pro athletes on reality TV. I want to clarify that right now.
So here's what I'd like to ask. Two things. Any advice for the new bachelor, Colton, who you know is a virgin, and what the hell really goes on in those fantasy suites?
I would say, one, just be true to yourself. Two, I think what happens in the fantasy suites stays in the fantasy suites. At least that was the advice. That was what I was told in season 5, which feels like that was 40 years ago. I'm sure the fantasy suites look a lot nicer now.
Yikes. Sounds like it needs to get hosed down every day.
I think back then, I think we had like single rooms. I think now they actually have like full floor suites. Back when I had it, it was like the discounted single room, maybe with a double bed.
Wow, Motel 6.
Yeah, exactly. It's come a long way, that franchise.
And we know that you didn't find love on that franchise, but you do have a nice girlfriend now, so that's good.
She's out of my league, and I'm fooling her every day.
So Jesse Palmer is on with us. Daily Mail TV is on KTLA Channel 5 every day, 4 o'clock for an hour. And DailyMail.com is actually a website that I'm on every day looking for stories that we do. And it really does cover the world. And the TV show does the same thing. So tell us about your exclusive with Aja. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Aja
Argento.
Yeah, Aja Argento. Yeah. So it's been great. From a season 2 launch standpoint, we've had some great exclusives to start the year off. A couple weeks ago, 9/11, we sat down with Rob O'Neill. Of course, he was the Navy SEAL who shot and killed Osama bin Laden. Last week, I was up in Wasilla, Alaska for a 2-part interview with Sarah Palin, catching up with her and her family about what they've been up to over the last 10 years. And today and tomorrow exclusively, we sit down with Aja Argento in Rome, Italy. And really, it's a very compelling, very emotional interview, and nothing's off the table. We talk Anthony Bourdain. We talk Rose McGowan. We talk Jimmy Bennett. Everything. And it's her first television interview since Anthony Bourdain's passing, his tragic passing. So she really gets into it, and it's a very, very compelling interview that people can catch exclusively today and tomorrow on Daily Mail TV and, of course, on KTLA in Los Angeles.
Do you also have Jerry O'Connell on today?
We got Jerry O'Connell on today, too. We have a sit-down with him. You know, he's from Chelsea, Manhattan. That's where I live in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So we have breakfast together at a diner, and we just catch up with him. And, of course, he's got a new show on Bravo called Play-by-Play, which he's really, really thrilled about. I'm really excited to watch it. Airs today as well. So Jerry and I kind of catch up.
We're talking to Jesse Palmer from Daily Mail TV every day on KTLA from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And Jesse, you know, the Daily Mail is kind of like every man's newspaper. It's got a little something for everybody, and I like that. A real common touch.
Yeah, and we really, and there's, like you, as you mentioned, really, I think there's just such a wide variety and range of topics. And, you know, our Daily Mail TV, like the website, really is fast and furious. We cram a lot brought into our show in these half-hour formats, and we hit on everything. We go fast and furious. That's really one thing I like about the TV show, too. It's the tempo of it all. It's really, really fun to quote-unquote quarterback this show. We're moving quick. We're literally moving around the world and bringing a lot of different topics to our viewers at home.
You had done TV before this, but did you get a lot of coaching going into this as a host?
No, but I've been very lucky throughout my career, whether it was at Good Morning America and people like Robin Roberts or George Stephanopoulos, ESPN with Chris Fowler and Reese Davis and John Saunders, Adnan Virk. I've worked with so many great hosts that I've gotten to watch. One thing I've learned doing this very quickly, it's really, really hard to host shows.
Well, I hope you're not going to go back and host that god-awful show Proposal.
Wait, so you watch The Bachelor, but you're not a Proposal fan?
No, isn't that funny? I watch The Bachelor because I really have to report on it, not to mention my dad is part of the Bachelor Nation, but that show took it to a new level, my friend.
It was beautiful, and you know what was so tricky about that? Speaking of really great hosts, you get to appreciate Chris Harrison a lot more, because standing in that tuxedo for that hour, the hardest part, I think, at times was to keep a straight face.
I love
because
you.
On the inside, you're thinking to yourself, what is going on?
I love you, Jesse Palmer.
Jesse, we'll all be watching today, Channel 5, 4 o'clock for the Daily Mail TV. And I just got one more bone to pick with you. When they take your head and Photoshop it on my body, I really resent that.
We are very, very skilled people here. It's unbelievable what they can do now. The Photoshop's unbelievable.
Love you, man. Thank
Have
you
a
for
great
the
day.
Call.
Thanks for having me on. Good luck to your Raiders.